Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. For 8 months before that, we were hitching down the road with a dog named Elijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Elijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. Dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, Elijah was alright. Down beneath me, to my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on down. I hit a Cocker Spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking 2 direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo, you keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals, you try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no, one day they're an innocent child. Next day, you know, they're all running so wild. Lisha, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. The word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And you're over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right, the next morning, I took a pair of my BVD underwear and I put them on Elijah and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Elijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Good Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Elijah's underwear. They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, the Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you.